Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma, Daf Mem Vav, and we will begin on Daf Mem Hei, Amid Beis, 12 lines from the top. Eish Tamid Lamei Asa. We have been learning about the various marachas that were on the Mizbeach, arrangements of fire, which were used for different purposes. And the Gemara has been using Psukim to teach us about these different arrangements. So ask the Gemara, Eish Tamid Lamai Asa, what does the Pasuk of Eish Tamid teach us? Says the Gemara, Miboyle L'Chatanya, we need it for what the Brisa teaches us. Eish Tamid Tukar Amizbech L'Sichba Limit Amarocha Shniyish L'Ketairis. It comes to teach us that everyone, all the various Tanoim that we have discussed, who indicate different shitos of how many marachos there were and what purpose those marachos had, everybody agreed there was a maracha shniya shaktiris, that there was a maracha for the ktiris that was done every day. And the pasuk teaches us shleitahei ella al mizbech achitzen, that maracha should only take place, should only be on the mizbech achitzen. Continues the Gemara, Eish Machta, the fire for the Ketores that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, Umenoira, and the fire for lighting the Menoira every day, Menayim, from how do we know that they too come from the Mizbeach HaChitzen? And as the Mefarshim point out, although yesterday in the last words that we learned in the Shir were that we learned that there is a Maracha for the Ketores on Yom Kippur from the word V'ha'esh, that the Vav and Hey we said were extra to teach us there was a Maracha, says the Tosfos HaRosh, that only taught us that there was a Maracha, but it didn't teach us where that Maracha was. Comes the Gemara to teach us that the maracha for the Ketores on Yom Kippur and the maracha for the menorah was in the Mizbeach HaChitzen, because v'dinhu, it can be learnt in the following way. Nemra Eish b'Ketores, the Torah speaks about Eish by the Ketores. Rashi says, because Ketores, by definition, to make incense, you need a fire. So obviously there's fire discussed regarding the Ketores. Tosfos says, the way we know Eish is mentioned by the Ketores is because Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron and Korach, Gabi Korach, it says by the pasuk there, Atav Aaron Ish Machtosoi, you and Aaron should each take a pan, but Tenubahen Eish, and put into it fire, the similar on Ketores. So Nema Eish B'machta, Nema Eish B'Ketores, the Torah speaks about fire by Ketores. V'nemer Eish B'machta, the Torah speaks about Eish being used for the Ketores on Yom Kippur, Umenoira, and the Torah speaks about Eish being used for the Menoira. Rabbeinu Eliyakim says there are three ways I know that the Torah speaks about Eish by Menoira. One is because the Torah speaks about candles, Neirois by the Menoira, and candles are obviously lit. Also because the Torah uses the word Behaloischa regarding the Menoira, and Behaloischa the Tag says Badlukascha, when you light the Menoira. And also, Rabbeinu Eliyakim says we know that the menorah has Eish because the Torah compares the menorah to the Ketores, as the pasuk says, "Ubahalois Aharon esaneros bein arba'im yakdereno." And if we just established that Eish is mentioned regarding Ketores, we extrapolate so too does it affect menorah. So malahalon, just like the Eish that is brought for the Ketores every day is on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, is from the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Afkan, here too, on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, the fire should come for the menorah and for the Ketores on Yom Kippur from the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Says the Gemara, a kolach l'derech zeh. The Braisa says, perhaps we should take a different line of reasoning. Nemar Eish b'Ketores. The Torah, as we just said, speaks about Eish by the Ketores. The Nemar Eish b'Machta Menorah. The Torah speaks about Eish by the Machta Menorah. Mala Halam Basamachloi. Just like the fire used for the everyday Torah service comes from the Mizbeach closest to it. So as the Rishonim explain, although certainly the Mizbeach closest to where the Ketores is performed every day is actually the Mizbeach HaPnimi, because that's where the Ketores was actually offered, still, you can't expect the fire to be used for the Ketores to come from the Mizbeach on which it's actually being offered. The fire has to come from outside to be used as an offering. So which is the closest Mizbeach? The Mizbeach HaChitzon. Actually, there is no other Mizbeach besides the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Af Machta Menorah B'Samach Loi, one could argue that for the Menorah or for the Ketores on Yom Kippur, we should bring fire from the closest Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is closer to the Menorah than the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim than the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So I would argue that I should bring the fire for these two services from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Tamalim, that's why the Pasuk says, Eish Tamid Tukar HaMizbeach LeSechba, Eish Tamid Shamarti Loch. When I tell you about something which has to be steady, which as Rashi explains and refers to the menorah to which the Torah calls Lahalois Ner Tumid, Eish Tomech Amartilach Leitehei El Barosh Shal Mizbeach HaChitzon, it should come from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Ask Tosfos, if now we established that the fire for the menorah comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, why doesn't the fire for the menorah have its own Marocha as the various other purposes had their own Marochas? So Tosfos says two Terutzim. One Terutz Tosfos says is since to light the menorah, we don't really need much fire, we just need a splinter, a shalheves, to light the menorah. We didn't build an entire marocha for that purpose. Tosfos also says that the marochas were on the mizbeach steady, tamid, but the lighting of the menorah was a one-time-a-day event. So to build a marocha that will be on constantly for a one-moment event, the Torah doesn't mandate. The Sfas Emes says a different answer. Sfas Emes says, as we learned earlier in our perek, in the time of Shimon HaTzadik, the light of the menorah never became extinguished. It was only when Klal Yisrael were not deserving that the light of the menorah began to go out. Making a separate marocha for lighting the menorah testifies that Klal Yisrael is not as should be, that they need to bring fire to light the menorah, and the menorah doesn't remain lit. We don't make a marocha to commemorate that. Continue the Braisa by asking, Lamadnu Eish L'Menorah, so we have established that there's fire for the menorah, and that fire comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Eish L'Machta Minayin, but how do we know that fire should be brought from the Mizbeach HaChitzon for the Ketores on Yom Kippur that is offered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? V'dinu, I could make the following argument. Nemra Eish B'Machta, the Torah speaks about fire for the Yom Kippur Ketores. V'Nemra Eish B'Menorah, and the Torah spoke about fire for the Menorah. Ma'la Halan, just like the fire we just established for the Menorah comes from Mizbeach HaChitzon, Afkan, so too the fire for the Yom Kippur Ketores should come on Mizbeach HaChitzon. However, the Braisa says one could argue the other way. We could possibly say Nemer Eish B'Ketores, the Torah speaks about Eish by the Ketores, V'Nemer Eish B'Machta, and the Torah speaks about Eish by the Machta. Ma'la Halon, just like by the Ketores that's brought every day, we bring fire from the Mizbeach B'Samach Loi, from the closest Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach HaChitzon. As we explained earlier, that's the only other Mizbeach available besides Mizbeach HaPnimi. Afkan, here too I should argue B'Samach Loi, the fire used for the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur should come from the closest Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, not the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Ask the Rishonim, we have already established that that line of reasoning, bringing from the closest Mizbeach, is not a line of reasoning we follow. And that's why by the Menorah we bring the fire from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, not from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So why is the Gemara still pursuing that line of reasoning? So they answer. The Menorah, as we just said, only required a small amount of fire. So that, I would say, we don't necessarily have to bring from the closest Mizbeach, for the Mizbeach HaPnimi to Menorah. We could bring it from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. However, as we learned, a decent amount, shloisha kavin, of coals were required for the k'tiris and the kodesh hakadoshim on Yom Kippur. So one could argue that there we should look at close proximity as a factor from where those coals should come. That's why we need to bring a proof that that is not taken into consideration. Another explanation is that from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin to Menorah is a shorter distance than from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, the Braisa is arguing that perhaps to bring from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin to Menorah is not such a long distance that we should say that we should bring the fire from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. We could bring it from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. But to carry the coals all the way from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is a long distance, perhaps it's better to carry it from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Tamaloyma teaches us the Braisa, V'lokach Maloy Melachta Gachlei Eish Me'al HaMizbeach B'lfnei Hashem. From which Mizbeach should the coals be taken? From a Mizbeach that could be described as a Mizbeach which is M'lifnei Hashem, partially Fnei Hashem. Eizu Mizbeach, which Mizbeach has the characteristic Shemiktsosoi L'fnei Hashem Vein Kulei L'fnei Hashem, that only part of it is in front of Hashem, not all of it? Havoi Mizem Mizbeach HaChitzen, because only part of that Mizbeach faces the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, whereas the Mizbeach HaPnimi is completely in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Be'itzrich l'michtav, the Pasuk had to use the words Me'al HaMizbeach, Be'itzrich l'michtav M'lifnei Hashem, and the Pasuk also had to use the words M'lifnei Hashem in describing the Mizbeach from which the coals for the K'tiris, for Yom Kippur and the Kodesh HaKadoshim should be brought. Dikos Rachmana Me'al HaMizbeach. Had the Torah only used the words Me'al HaMizbeach, I would say my Mizbeach, what does the Torah mean? Mizbeach Pnimi. Kos Rachmana, therefore the Torah writes M'lifnei Hashem, which indicates that referring to the Mizbeach that is only partially Fnei Hashem, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. However, because Rachmanim L'fnei Hashem, had the Torah only written the word L'fnei Hashem, I would think Dafkim L'fnei Hashem, from where on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin should one bring the coals for the K'toris? Dafka from the spot on that Mizbeach which faces the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. Ava mehaigisa, from the sides that don't actually face, don't directly face the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. Hey, Meloy, the coals that come from those spots are not acceptable for the K'tayus on Yom Kippur and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tzricha, that's what the Torah had to say, both Mifnei Hashem and Al Mizbeach. But Tosfos points out that even though the Gemara is telling us that we can bring the coals not only from the area which is directly in front of the opening, we could bring it from anywhere in the Mizbeach, still says Tosfos that l'chatchila we should bring the coals from the area that faced the opening. Only with the Eved, if one brought the coals from a different area, will it be acceptable. In the previous year, we had spoken about Shitas Rameya. The Rameya taught us that there were four marochas every day, and the fourth marocha was the marocha for the Evarim that were not burnt during the day, were left over, had their own marocha. The Gemara will now expound on that marocha. Amar Belozim Shabbat Kapara, Shabbalazim said a name for Bakapara. Oimer Hoy Rameya, Rameya taught us, Evari Oilish Natoisu, Devara oil that are left over, Oislam Marocha b'fnei atzmon, a separate Marocha was made for them, the Sidrin and one arranges upon them, Vafilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So as Rashi explains the Gemara, Bakapara is coming to teach us two dinim, two rules. One is the rule that we have that Devara Oila have their own Marocha, and the second rule is that Devara Oila even have that Marocha on Shabbos. And what the Gemara will now do, according to the way Rashi teaches us, is the Gemara will now analyze each one of these laws that Rav Elazar said to see how they are to be understood. The Mishnah Melech points out that actually Bakapara's din that we're going to learn is not only going according to Rameya, it's even going according to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim don't disagree that Devare Oila are burned. They only say that they don't have their own Marocha, but they agree that they have to be burned, and on that the Gemara will focus. Ask the Gemara, my Kamash Malan, what exactly is Bakapara teaching us? Tanina, didn't we learn in our Mishnah, the Rameya said, B'chol Yoyim Hayisham Arba Marochas, that every day there were four Marochas, and we learned that the fourth Marocha was for the Avara Eilish in the Taisru. So what's he teaching us? Amr of Oven, so Rav Oven explains, B'nitzuch El Apsulim, he's coming to teach us that there are times where a carbon gets puzzled. And the halacha is that when the carbon gets puzzled, that carbon should not be burnt on the Mizbeach. But at certain times, the halacha is that if one did bring those Avrim on top of the Mizbeach, they are left there. And the Brice is teaching us that the psulim are put on to their own Marocha. However, says Rav Ovin, the Dafka Shemashlan Ben'ar, only when the fire started taking hold of these parts, then we put them on the Omarocha. Avaloi Moshlem and Ar, but if the fire hasn't yet taken hold of them, loy, they don't have their own special Marocha. Ikedamri, a different version of how to explain Rav Ovin, Echad Sher Vechad Psul, whether it's kosher Avrim that came from a kosher carbon, or from a disqualified carbon, E Moshlem and Ar, when the fire takes hold of them in, that's when they're put on a separate Marocha. V'loi, loi. But before the fire takes hold of them, they're not put on the separate Marocha. For as Rashi explains, once the fire takes hold of them, they're called Lachmoi Shel Mizbeach. And explains Reb Chaim Brisker, there are two concepts. There's a concept of carbon, and there's a concept of Lachmoi Shel Mizbeach. As long as the Avrim are under the status of being a carbon, they're left on the Marocha Gedoyla. Once they burnt, they receive the status of Lachmoi Shel Mizbeach, the food of the Mizbeach, the bread of the Mizbeach, so to speak, and they deserve and receive their own Marocha. Rashi says, in Masechta Zvachim, Mashlam Ben Ar means that even it just started getting burnt a little, it's already considered Mashlam Ben Ar. The Rambam says that if Pigel or Noisa were left on the Mizbeach, it's only considered Mashlam Ben Ar when most of it got burnt. However, says the Mishnah Lamelech, that even though the Rambam says that regarding that halacha, it's only considered Mashlam Ben Ar when it's significantly burnt, in this Gemara, the Rambam will agree that Mashlam Ben Ar is even only when it's partially burnt. The Chazanish says that this Gemara is not referring only to the carbon tamid, but all kabbonis will have the same halacha, that Mashlam Ben Ar, once it's Mashlam Ben Ar, whether they're kosher or they're pasul, they have their own marocha. Continue with the Gemara. Vafilu b'Shabbos, the next din that Bakapara said was that Rameya said his din even on Shabbos. asked the Gemara, that Tanina, that also we learned in our Mishnah, because we learned in the Mishnah, Vahayoyim on Yom Kippur, which is like Shabbos, Chomesh. There were five Marochas. So obviously the four Marochas that are there every day, which includes the Marocha for Kabonis, that Avarim, that are left over. So of course, they're left there on Yom Kippur. So we see that it's always there, even on Shabbos. So what is Bar Kapara teaching us new? So the Shagas Aryeh says that based on this Gemara, we could see that the halacha, that the Isser of Havara doesn't only apply to Shabbos, but even applies to Yom Kippur. Because otherwise, why would the Gemara be asking a question from Yom Kippur? Perhaps on Yom Kippur there's no Issa Havara. That's why I'm allowed to put the Avarim on this special Marocha. But that doesn't have anything to do with Shabbos. The Stipler says that perhaps the Shagas Aryeh's proof is not really that conclusive. Because the Stipler says that even if there's a Shaila, if Havara is permitted or prohibited on Shabbos, everybody agrees that Bishul, cooking, is also on Shabbos. Putting the Avarim on the Mizbeach is cooking. And therefore, regarding cooking, regarding Bishul, Shabbos and Yom Kippur are certainly the same. Ask the Tosef Yishonim. What's the Gemara's question? That what is the Chiddush? The Afilu B'Shabbos. Perhaps the Chiddush is that if I only had the Mishnah, I would only know that a Avarim that did not become Pasul are put on a separate Marocha, even on Shabbos, even on Yom Kippur. But now that Rav Oven taught us that Bar Kapara is speaking about a Avarim that got Pasul, and even they have their own Marocha, maybe Bar Kapara has to teach us that they even have their own Marocha on Shabbos, and that will be the Chiddush in the Afilu B'Shabbos. Answers the Tosfos Yishonim that once we established, like Rashi taught us, that the Avarim that become Pasul are considered Lach Moshe Mizbeach. They're the food of the Mizbeach. There's no longer any reason to differentiate between what is kosher and what is Pasul. And therefore, if we know that there's a Marocha for these Avarim on Shabbos, there's no Chiddush, and therefore the Gemara is asking, what is Bar Kapara teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Achaba Yaakov, Itzra. I need Bar Kapara's Chiddush. I might have thought, when is there a Marocha on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, where the halach is, under that circumstances, everybody agrees, the Chalvei Shabbos craving Yom Kippur, the leftover Avarim are brought on Yom Kippur, so that's why they have their own Marocha. Shabbos, when Yom Kippur comes out during the week, loy, there I would say that doesn't have its own Marocha. That's what Kapara teaches us, that no matter when, even if it's a Shabbos after a regular Friday, or Yom Kippur after a regular weekday, still there is their own Marocha. Amar Rava, says Rava, man hai, who is this person that doesn't care what he grinds? So Mefarshim say, Rashi explains, it means that the person doesn't pay attention to what's going out from his mouth. What he's saying doesn't really make sense. The Rebbeinu Yochum says, pshat is that the person doesn't pay attention to what comes into his mouth. He eats anything that comes. What he's saying doesn't make sense. Our Mishka said b'chol yom tanan, every day. It didn't differentiate if the Yom Kippur is after Shabbos or if the Yom Kippur is not after Shabbos. Every day there was a separate Marocha. So therefore, what is Bar Kapara teaching us? Says the Gemara Kasha, this is indeed difficult. But as we have learned, where the Gemara uses the word Kasha versus the Gemara using the word Tiyufta, that means it's a Kasha, but there's an answer to this Kasha. So the Mefarshim attempt to say what is the answer. The Ritva says that the answer to the Kasha is that it says B'chol Yoyim, it's every day, but it doesn't necessarily mean every day. It can mean every day besides when it's Shabbos. It can mean all the weekdays. The Sfas Em says that what the Mishnah maybe means with the words B'chol Yoyim is that they made a Marocha every day, but they didn't necessarily burn something on that Marocha. So there is no proof that the Ivarim that were left over from Friday were burnt on that Maracha. And that perhaps is what Pakapara is teaching us, that the Mishnah only said that they made the Maracha. But how do we know that the leftovers were actually burnt? That's what Pakapara is coming to teach us. However, the Siach Yitzchak is not satisfied with the Sfasemis' Teretz. He says, if shot in the Mishnah would be that they made a Maracha, but they didn't actually put anything on it, that wouldn't make any sense. Why would somebody make Maracha and light a fire and not for no purpose? Says the Gemara, Pligid Rav Huna, this Psak, that one can make a Maracha on Shabbos and burn the leftover kabonis, the Aver Oila from that were brought from before Shabbos, is in disagreement with Rav Huna said. Domer, Rav Huna said, Tchilasoi Doicha, making a carbon tamid on Shabbos, shechting it, throwing its blood is permitted. Soifoi, however, burning the leftover Averim from the carbon oil that was brought from before Shabbos, Ene Doicha may not be done on Shabbos. And in fact, the Paiskim use this concept of Rav Huna, La'aloch l'maisa. Rav Huna is telling us that the Ivarim of the oil that were brought from before Shabbos may not be burnt on Shabbos. They had to be burnt before Shabbos. That means, on a Friday afternoon we brought a Kamet Tamid Shaden Abayim. They had to be careful to make sure that it was completely burnt. They brought all the Abram of it before Shabbos became. We know that we daven Ma'ariv every day. Tfilas Ma'ariv was established connected the Evarim that are burnt every night from the Kabbonis that were born all day. If Friday night they made sure to burn all of the leftover Kabbonis before night, based on that one could and perhaps even should daven Ma'ariv on Friday early to commemorate, just like the Evarim of the Kabbonis on Friday were burnt still Friday by day before night. According to Rav Huna, the Machzor Bracha says that, and the Kaf Chaim says that. Gufa. So now the Gemara analyzes this din that Rav Huna said. Amar Rav Huna, Tamid Chilasa Doicha. The beginning is Doicha, and we'll explain this. Soifa Ena Doicha. Ma'ena Doicha. Ask them, what does it mean? So we have Machloikus Rav Chizda and Rava. Rav Chizda Amid Doicha Se Shabbos, that although one may burn the Avram and Pidorim on Shabbos, one may not, even though the halacha is that if a kohen whose tor is not available, we use a kohen whose tamei, that kohen could do the shechita of the carbon tamid. That kohen could do the zrika of the carbon tamid. But the hataras Avram and Bedarim are not that significant that a kohen whose tamei should be allowed to burn it. So the way, according to the way Rav Chizda explains Rav Huna's psak, that actually Rav Huna is not disagreeing with what Bakapara says. It's only the way Rava explains Rav Huna's psak will there be a disagreement between what Rav Huna said and what Bakapara says. Because Rav Huna Amar, Doiches Atoma, that when one is Tomei, if a carbon is being, if a carbon Tomei is being brought to Tomei, not only may the Shechit and Zrika be done with Tomei, but even the Haktaris Avrim may be done B'tumma, ve'ena doichas Shabbos. However, burning the Avrim of the Tamid that was brought on Friday may not take place on Shabbos. Omle Abaye l'Rava. So Abaye tells Rava, l'didach kasha or Rav Chizda kasha. There's a kasha in the way you explain Rav Huna, and there's a kasha in the way Rav Chizda explains Rav Huna. L'didach kasha. The question on you, ma'ishna tumma. Why by Tumma that you hold that the Tumma, when the Kohen is Tumma, he's allowed to do even that Torah's Averim, the Ksib B'mayadoi, because the Torah uses the word B'mayadoi, to teach us Rafila B'Tumma. Asks him, Shabbos Nami, regarding Shabbos, it says B'mayadoi, Rafila B'Shabbos. So based on that, there should be a right to burn the Averim on Shabbos. Or Rav Chizda kasha, and there's a question on Rav Chizda. Mashna Shabbos, why does Rav Chizda hold that the Avrim from the carbon from Erev Shabbos may be burnt on Shabbos? Because the Torah uses the word May Adoy to teach us Afilu b'Shabbos, that Shabbos overrides the halacha of burning the Avrim. So Tuma Namis, regarding Tuma, also the Torah uses the word B'tmei Adai, and it should teach us that Filu B'tuma, that even when the Kohen is Tame, he should be allowed to do that Torah's Avrim. Amalei, so Rava responds, Lalu Didi Kasha, V'lo Rav Chezda Kasha. There's no Kasha to me, and there's no Kasha to Rav Chezda. L'didi La Kasha, according to me, there's no Kasha. Soifei Ketukhasai, I compare the end of the Karban Tumid with the beginning of the Karban Tumid. Tuma. Regarding Tuma, Tchilosoi, the beginning of the bringing Karban Tumid, is Bar Mitzchah Tumahu, has the power to override the Tuma. Everybody agrees that, because that's what the Torah means with B'mei Adoi. Soifoi, Nami Doichi. So therefore, the end, the HaTorah also could override Tuma. Shabbos, however, the Tchilos Loi Bar Mitzchah Shabbosu. What carbon are we talking about here? We're speaking about the carbon from Friday. You're not allowed to bring the carbon from Friday on Shabbos. That carbon we have no right to bring on Shabbos. Therefore, the end of that carbon, the Haktaras Avram of that carbon, also are not Doicha Shabbos. Now Rashi points out that when we say that we're not allowed to bring the Friday carbon, and let's talk about a case. Let's say we were talking with Friday, on a short Friday, and they did not bring the carbon Tumid Shebein Arbayim on time on Friday afternoon, the halacha would be you can't bring that carbon on Shabbos. So certainly the Shechita may not take place on Shabbos. Shechita is Av Melacha. But Rashi seems to indicate that even the Zrika of such a carbon would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. And the question is, why is the Zrika have the same din? So the Mepharshim say different reasons. Some say because Rika is considered Misakin Mana, because as we've explained many times, Rika is the most important part of bringing a carbon. So since it's considered Misakin Mana, that's why it's Usur to be done on Shabbos. Others say that the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash, where the carbonists were brought, was an area that was Rishus HaRabim. And we know that after the Shechita, there was Halacha carrying that dam to do the Zrika on the Mizbeach, which would be Usur, because you're not allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Now, Rav is going to explain why Abaye's Kasha is not a Kasha on Rav Chizda. The way Rav Chizda explained Rav Huna, Rav Chizda explained that according to Rav Huna, the Halacha is that the Shabbat, that one may do Haktaras Avrim on Shabbos, but one may not do Haktaras Avrim B'tumma. But before we explain the Teretz, we have to review a concept that we've had. It's called Chutra or Dechuya. Chutra means that something is totally permitted. Dechuya means that given the circumstances, the Torah allows us to do it. Says Rav Chizda. Says Rav to explain Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda Loikasha. Soifa Ketchilos Alesli. The concept that Rava just established, that we compare the end to the beginning, Rav Chizda doesn't subscribe to. However, what Rav Chizda will say is, Shabbos, bringing a carbon tumid on Shabbos, chutrihi, is entirely permitted. It's not something just merely overridden. That's why, not only is the shechita and the zrika of the carbon that's brought on Shabbos permissible on Shabbos, but even soifa namidachi, even that Taurus Avrim for the carbon of Friday may be done on Shabbos because of Totra. However, Tuma, regarding Tuma, the Tchuyi Vitzibur, it's only overridden. It's not something which is Lachat Chila. Chila Soi, the Kikapara, the Shechita, the Zrika of a carbon. So since we have no choice, we have no other coin besides the coin that's Tamei, Dachi, we allow it to be done the Tuma. However, Soifoi, Daktaris Abram, the Lav Ikka Kapara, that's not the main part of bringing the carbon. And we're dealing in a situation with a Kayin who's offering this carbon is Tameh, Laidachi doesn't have the power to override it. This concept of Hutra and the Chuya is a very important concept. The Mepharshim attempt to explain the why is Shabbos Hutra and Tuma Dechuya. The Ramban explains a beautiful explanation. He says Shabbos comes every week, and every week we have this issue that we have to bring the carbon Tumid on Shabbos, and it's Shabbos. So both of those two concepts cannot coincide. It must be hutra, that the Torah said it's completely permissible to bring the carbon on Shabbos, the carbon tamid. However, it's not necessary that we're going to have a situation of tumah, that the carbon should be tamay. It's something that's actually unfortunate that we are in such a circumstance. Since that's the situation, it's only the chuyah. Of course, when we speak about this, the shaila comes up that we know on Shabbos, one is allowed to be mechal Shabbos if somebody is pikuach nefesh. The question is that hutra or the chuyah? And as the Beis Yosef says, it'll have many ramifications la'loch l'maisa. The Beis Yosef speaks about the situation if somebody is sick and has to eat meat, and there is no kosher meat available. If we say, and we have, so now the question is, should we shecht for him meat, or should we give him available non-kosher meat? Says the Beis Yosef, if we hold that Shabbos is hutra, so it's, there's no problem. You're allowed to do whatever you have to do for a chayla. One would be allowed to shecht for that chayla on Shabbos. If, on the other hand, pikuach nefesh is only the chuyah, we have no right to do more than the mere minimum, we would not be allowed to shecht, we would have to give him non-kosher meat. Or another common shayla that comes up based on the shayla, if we say hutra or the chuya, is the shayla that the Magen Mishnah discusses. We know that for chayla shesh b'sakana, we do whatever he needs. But in hospitals, the common practice is that there's a standard practice that's done for every chayla, even though that this has nothing to do with his actual disease. Let's say there's a person who's sick, but he doesn't really need to have a blood test. And of course, drawing blood is a malach on Shabbos. What may one take, draw that blood? If we say Shabbos is chutra, so we do whatever is normal practice for the chayla. If on the other hand, if we say it's the chuya, we have no right to do more than the mere minimum. And if this is not something that really is needed for this chayla, even though he's unfortunately a chayla shesh bei sakana, we would not be allowed to draw that blood. The Mishnah Brura and the Bi'ah Halacha and Siman Shin Chaf Ches brings down that this is a very big machlokes rishonim. If pikuach nefesh is hutra or the chuya, it's a machlokes. It's a very big machlokes. The Mishnah Brura, however, does say that l'tzayrich gadol we can rely on hutra. What would be an example? Let's say someone chas v'shalom cut themselves on Shabbos. They have to have stitches. Now the stitches could be administered without anesthesia, but it would be quite painful, and but it would not necessarily affect the person who's having the stitches' health. Still, if Tzarech Gadol, everybody agrees that we take the approach of Hutra and we can administer the anesthesia. The Gemara goes back now to what we discussed at the beginning of this year. At the beginning of this year, we discussed that there was fire taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzin for the Menorah and for the Ketores that was brought in Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Itma, says the Gemara, HaMechaba Eish Mach the Menorah, there is an Isser to extinguish the fire from the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara that a Mechaba Eish Mach the Menorah, if somebody extinguishes that fire, Abaya Amachayev, Abaya says he's Chayev for the Melocha of Loisichbe, one may not extinguish the fire, and Rav Amar Potter, and Rav says he's Potter. So like the Miches Chinuch points out, certainly we're discussing a situation where the fire was lit properly. If the fire was not lit properly, it was lit by Yisrael, then of course there's no issa to extinguish such a fire. Furthermore, the Miches Chinuch points out that if one did not actually extinguish the fire, he just removed the fire and then the fire goes out by itself, that too will not be considered mechaber. We're dealing with a situation when one actually was mechabed. Abaye says chayev and Rava says potter, and the Gemara explains. The kavya b'rosh shemizbeach, if one extinguished it when it's still on the mizbeach, says the Gemara, the kulam loy pliga the chayev, everybody will agree that he's over the lab of loy sichba. Keep pliga the achsa arav kavya, if he extinguished it on the ground. Abaye b'chayev, Rabbi says chayiv eish mizbeachu. This is the eish of the mizbeach, and the halacha is that the eish of the mizbeach may not be extinguished. Rabbah mapater. Rabbah says his pater kivin the nitka nitka. Once he removed it from the mizbeach, it's no longer considered eish hamizbeach, and that's why there's no chiyuv of there is no chiyuv from chabesh. Ask the Gemara. Elohad Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua. Nachman said, "Hamayu with gechelus al mizbeach. If somebody takes a gechelus off the mizbeach, the kibah, and he extinguishes it, chayiv kaman, it must be kabaya." And the way that we're trying to explain the question is, we have a rule throughout Shas that the halacha is like Rav Nachman. We also have a rule throughout Shas that whenever we have a machloikis abaya v'rova, except for the six cases of v'yal kagam, we paskin like Rava. So here, we can't paskin like Rava and Rav Nachman at the same time. Because Rav Nachman says chayiv, when you extinguish that fire on the ground, and Rava says potter. I feel, answer the Gemara, I feel a time k'rava. There is a way that we could have Rav Nachman's psak and Rava's psak coincide. Hossam, when is Rav Nachman saying that you take a coal off the Mizbeach and you extinguish it, Yechayiv, as a situation like Intkel Mitzvah, where you just took off a coal not to use for a purpose of a mitzvah? However, Hocha, here when the fire was removed, Intkel Mitzvah, it was taken off for a purpose of a mitzvah. It was taken off to use for the menorah. It was taken off to be used for the ketores. That's the case where Rav says that if you took it off the Mizbeach and you took it off for the purpose of a mitzvah, there will be no chiyuv for extinguishing it. But if it wasn't taken off for a purpose of a mitzvah, Rava will agree, and that's actually what the Gemara is saying, is what Rav Nachman is referring to, that one will be chayiv for leisichba. Tosfos at the Miches Chinuch points out that even Rava, who says that when one takes off a coal from the mizbeach for the purpose of a mitzvah and he extinguishes it on the ground, he's not over midaraisa de lava leisichba, it's still usur to do because it's a busy mitzvah. And in fact, the Midrash Dovid says not only will the halacha apply to coals, the same halacha will be if a aver, if a limb or part of a carbon is taken off the mizbeach when it's on fire and one extinguishes it, he's chayiv for leisichba. Tosfos asks that we learned in the previous, early in the perek, we mentioned this question already, that the coals that were taken off the mizbeach, there were more coals taken off the mizbeach than were needed for the ketores. This was every day, and that the extra coals were taken, were swept la'oma to the canal of water. But now we're learning that there is an isser of leisichba, that you're not allowed to sweep those coals to the water. So one answer is that they used to wait to sweep the coals until they got extinguished by themselves. Another answer given is that when they were swept la'oma, they weren't swept to a canal of water which would extinguish them. They would rather swept to a canal that was just an empty space, and they would extinguish by themselves but not through the water. Another tarot that Rav Nissen Goyen gives is only the coals of Yom Kippur that are put into klisharis have this halacha. However, the coals of the whole year that were put only into that silver shovel, as we explained in the Mishnah, do not have this thing. Ikadamri, there's a different explanation, a different version explaining the machlok sabai and rava. Da'achta arav akavya, if the coals are on the floor, the kulam le plot, pligi the potter, both abai and rava will agree that's potter. Ki pligi the kavya b'rosh ha-mizbeach. When b'rosh ha-mizbeach, one extinguish them when they're on the mizbeach. Abai ha-mchayiv, abai sas-chayiv, eish ha-mizbeach hu. You're extinguishing fire from the mizbeach. Rava ma-potter, kivin ha-nitka nitka. Once they're taken off the mizbeach, they're not considered any more. Once they were dedicated, designated for the menorah, for the ketores, they're not considered eish ha-mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Elohad, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. Hamar gechelos me'al gam mizbeach. If somebody takes a coal off the mizbeach, the kibah, and he extinguishes it, chayiv, now it comes out like a bai, like a rubber, because the way we're explaining, both a bai and rubber both agree that when the fire was removed from the mizbeach and then extinguished, there is no isser of leisichba. Answers the Gemara, Hossam, in the case Rav Nachman is referring to, it's talking about a coal which was loy intkel mitzvosoi, was not removed for the Mizbeach for a specific purpose. Therefore, there is a chiyuv of loy sechpa. Hacha, Abai and Rava are talking about a coal that was intkel mitzvosoi, that was designated for mitzvah purpose, for the menorah, for the ktairis. There will not be an iser of loy sechpa. The Brisker Rav discusses the Shaila that what would be the halacha that when Klal Yisrael went on their trips through the Midbar, Eila Machseh B'nai Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael went on the trips on the Midbar, what was the halacha regarding the fire on the Mizbeach? That the halacha is that that fire had to be covered, that it shouldn't go out because of the traveling. Is that considered, will there be an Issa Lo Sichpa even under such circumstances? And the Brisker Rav says that the fire of the Mizbeach remains the fire of the Mizbeach under all circumstances, and there will be an Issa Lo Sichpa even if that fire is, if one extinguishes that fire even while Klal Yisrael is Eila Masis while on one of the trips through the Midbar. Hadron Lach Tarpa Klapa, Hadron Lach Tarpa Klapa, Hadron Lach Tarpa Klapa.